Is it from the oldest down? The youngest up?
I'm 79 years old.
I'm 48.
I'm 74.
It's a song called Ghost Riders in the Sky that my dad used to sing on long car journeys when we went on holiday.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. Then all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-ploughing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o.
I certainly don't feel like I'm 48. I don't. It's scary. You know, 10 years ago, and you knew people who were coming up to their 50s, and you thought, oh, they are ancient, man. But of course, it comes to you, and then you think, I know. I think you stay like my mum's certainly like that. She feels much, much younger in her head. Everybody feels, do you know what the average, everybody probably feels about 28, 30, don't they? In their head. But then the body starts to kind of go.
Well, I had a very youthful mother, and when she turned 70, I saw a complete change in her. And I used to say to her, "Mum, come on, what's wrong with you?" And I can feel myself now just beginning to slow up and thinking, I really can't go at that speed anymore.
When you're close to people and you see them all the time, you don't really see them aging so much, but I know you say sometimes, "Who's that old lady looking in the mirror?" Do you? But I don't see it at all.
I see it worse than that, but that old woman that looks at me in the mirror.
It's funny, I was 58 just a few days ago. I never was bothered about my age, you know, 30, 40, 50 even. But when I got to be in my mid-50s, I had a huge crisis of, oh my goodness, because I could see 60. Do you know your way? It was like, 50 was fine, you know, and busy, busy, busy. But that coincided with my children getting older and not being wee boys anymore and being more free and all that. And I don't think I'm still thinking about myself as old, but I'm resisting. I'm resisting feeling that I'm getting older.
I don't know that I don't want to be old. There's nothing you can do to stop it, and I'm certainly not going to be clanking up and down to the gym and trying to kid on. I'm mutton dressed as lamb. Can't be doing with that. And I'm not going to get anything done to my face. I've got a beautiful face.
Lovely structure.
Eh?
Lovely structure.
Lovely structure, yes, so I've been told. That's what I mean. I'm not fussed.
The 40 thing makes you think about it, and then just aware of my appearance being different and physical abilities and energy levels. The energy levels is the biggest one.
I don't like the changes that have been happening, because I don't like things happening to my mum that she doesn't like.
And I don't like feeling. I feel that I have to accept from in a way that I never imagined that I would need to accept before.
I don't want people to break their hearts when I die. I would like to think they had a little bit of sadness. But it's the natural thing.
Because she had to make that decision for my dad right at the end. I mean, he was seriously ill. I mean, he was on a morphine drip. And, you know, she turned around. I was in the room and she turned around to the nurse and she said, "Is it going to make him better?" And she said, "No, it's just going to make him last longer." And she said, "Well, I don't want it." And that killed her. You know, for all her being a nurse. But she could see that for my father, it was the best thing. And that gave me a completely new admiration for her, to be that strong at that time and deal with that sort of question just so, not so matter-of-factly because it makes it sound cold, but realistically. And I just pray that I had that strength myself, should it ever come to that, that I would be able to let my mum go.